From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Baltimore man is in federal custody for allegedly plotting to blow up a military recruitment site in Maryland. The Justice Department says the suspect, Antonio Martinez, is a 21-year-old Muslim convert. He was nabbed in a sting operation that was months in the making. With just weeks to go before lawmakers head home for the holidays, President Obama is urging the Senate to get moving on ratification of the new U.S.-Russia nuclear arms pact.
I am confident that we are going to be able to get the START treaty on the floor, debated, and completed before we break for the holidays.
And the president recruited additional help from Poland's president, Bronisław Komorowski. At their joint news conference at the White House today, Komorowski said the treaty known as START would be an investment in a safer future. He says he also wants to help reset relations between Russia and the U.S. Many Wall Street economists are upgrading their growth forecasts for next year. Danielle Carson reports the package of tax cuts President Obama and congressional Republicans are hammering out would pump billions of dollars into the economy as well as add lots of red ink to the federal budget.
The plan would extend tax cuts and unemployment benefits, and it would cut employee payroll taxes, giving households, according to Bank of America Merrill Lynch, an extra $130 billion in disposable income. Analysts say all that will jumpstart economic growth, but the plan would also add as much as $1 trillion to the deficit over the next 2 years. Wells Fargo chief economist Stuart Hoffman isn't troubled by all that red ink.
We will need to reduce the budget deficit, but the time to do that is not in 2011, when the U.S. economy has been in what I call a half-speed economic recovery.
The tax cut plan's promise of economic growth has been good for Wall Street, lifting stock prices, but worries about a ballooning deficit pushed down the prices of government bonds. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
After some financial institutions choked off funding access to WikiLeaks, the group's supporters are fighting back. They have launched cyber attacks on various targets, including MasterCard, days after it cut ties with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The attacks also targeted prosecutors in Sweden, who are trying to get Assange extradited from Britain to face sex crimes charges Assange describes as politically motivated. WikiLeaks is under fire for releasing vast amounts of classified documents and cables without U.S. authorization. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up slightly, 3 points at last check at 11,363. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 11 now at 2609, S&P 500 up 4 at 1228. This is NPR. Chile's president is describing as inhumane the overcrowding at a prison where more than 80 inmates died today in a fire. NPR's Juan Ferrer reports President Sebastián Piñera is pledging to build more prisons.
The San Miguel prison south of the capital, Santiago, held nearly 2,000 inmates, twice as many as it was built to house. Officials said at least 83 prisoners had died after rioting inmates set fire to the prison's Tower 5. The firefighting units that responded reported that they were summoned to the fire from a caller using a cell phone inside the prison. Many of the inmates who died were asphyxiated, and 14 others were so badly burned that officials say their fate is uncertain. Those outside the prison could hear prisoners screaming as the fire spread. Frantic relatives who'd arrived early because today is visiting day even tried to climb the prison walls to help their loved ones. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
Parts of upstate New York and Pennsylvania are facing a fourth day of storms that have dumped several feet of snow. The Syracuse area has seen 4 feet since last weekend, and the region is bracing for more snow tomorrow. Europe is also getting an early dose of a wintry mess. A second major snowstorm in a week is blitzing France. It has caused several flight cancellations at both airports in the French capital. Here's an update from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to make gains, up 7 at 11,366 in moderate trading. The NASDAQ Composite Index up a fraction at 2609. S&P 500 also up. This is NPR News.